We just want to welcome people to the Million Dollar March.
Yahoo!
So let's briefly introduce ourselves, Eva, so they know who the heck we are, because we are the two different people than last week.
That's right. It's sort of like we got to the party a little late, but that's okay.
We listened to last week's call, and boy, I thought it was
great.
Fabulous.
Yeah, well, this was a fabulous call. I'm Eva Gregory, and I'm a certified coach, and I have a practice separate, and I have a business together with Gina, and Gina will introduce herself, and the two of us pair up all the time with Sharon and Terry to do different projects that we get so inspired about, and this was one of those. And I have to say, this is one of the favorites, doing the Million Dollar March.
Yes, we just did a show today on our the Gina and Eva show on inspiration. This class in itself was definitely
truly inspiration.
Wild hair inspiration. I'm Gina Gabellini, and I'm a master certified coach, and both Eva and I live here in the San Francisco Bay Area in California, United States of America, where tomorrow we are having Thanksgiving, which is so perfect that we're doing this class during this time, because as you know, we call the theme of this class is TAG, the appreciation game. So Thanksgiving is all about giving thanks and gratitude, and I just want to say we're so grateful that you're all here.
Mm-hmm.
So before we get started, I'd like to just, you know, get us really present and centered, and want to know that we're so here bringing all of our energy to you. We want to have you leave here today very amped up. We want you to all imagine that you are these big power sources, like big cords, and we're going to plug you into the greatest energy source there is, which is you and the universe. And we know that right now, this moment, just for your desire to be here, that you are attracting millions for yourself, each other, and the kids in Operation Dream. And because you're in such an attraction mode, you're actually attracting everything that you want right now. And we consider each of your successes a success of our own, and we hope that you do that with each other as you're, you know, checking in with the Yahoo list, and if you go see the Ka-Ching machine, knowing that even if you're one of those people who hasn't entered anything yet because you haven't had any unexpected income, but you're looking at those around you doing it, know that it is proof and a sign that you are actually resonating with that, because it couldn't come into your experience if it wasn't a definite vibration with you, meaning you are in the line of fire to attract the same thing to yourself and more. So just know that we are all holding energy for each other, and all of you are going to be attracting more of what you want. So Eva, why don't you give us a Ka-Ching machine update?
Okay, all right. Are you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
That was the Ka-Ching machine, in case you couldn't hear. I got incredibly excited. I was like all over myself this morning when I went to the Ka-Ching machine to check it out, and it says, we now have $253,816.25, of which a grand total of $25,000 has been tithed to our charity, churches, nonprofits, or in our case, for those that are doing it, to Operation Dream. And I said, whoa, hold me back. Go back to this and check it out again. And I just want to say how exciting it is to see that the monies that are coming in, the unexpected income that's coming in, and also just want to get some clarity on how we want to use this. We love the excitement. We love what you guys are intending. We love what you're setting your scope for. And we want you to, you know, go big, bigger, big F. We are all about that. And for the Ka-Ching machine, we want the actual unexpected that has come to be recorded. Keep those intentions, by golly, keep the intentions that you want for the bigger numbers, and share that at the Yahoo group so that we can get excited for each other. And when I see things like this and I get excited, if I get inspired ideas about what I want to see and how I'm going to go create some more money, whether it's expected or unexpected, so that we can just continue to spiral upward with our successes. And just make sure that the money that does go into the Ka-Ching machine is the actual at this point.
Like you've actually received that money, and or I know a lot of the first time that we did this, what folks did is, like, let's say you've been wanting a new couch, and you knew you were going to spend a certain dollar amount on this couch, and because you were so obviously focused and excited about getting a new couch, lo and behold, You either win one or somebody gives you one. So you're thinking, oh, I just saved $5,000. I'm going to go put that in the ka-ching machine because that's money in my pocket now because it would have been out of my pocket before. We don't have a problem with that as long as you're really going to honor that, like really accept that as money, unexpected income to you, and then you'll tithe 10% of that.
And that's the real key is we are so in support of any kind of, whether it's at a discount or something you found in the street or you didn't have to pay $5 that you thought you were going to have to pay, right on. And just remember that the purpose of all of this is that we're wanting 10% tied back to either Operation Dream or your favorite charity. The thing that I am so passionate about with this is we're having fun with this. We're learning how to really change the habits that we have in our lives so that what can seem like it's been the exception can become the rule, and that in that moment of doing all this, that we're also supporting an organization or our organizations that are going to create a holiday and a memory and even new kinds of lives and opportunities for kids that otherwise wouldn't get it. That is what this is all about. It's a win-win-win-win-win for all of us.
By the way, I don't think this was mentioned last week, why tithing is important. We're not talking about, okay, because I know as a kid what I thought. I grew up Catholic and in church, you know, you used to pass around the basket and you put money in there. And I thought I was so cool with my little envelopes when I was a teenager, put my little envelope in the thing. But I didn't really get it. Like, I knew the money was going to the church. And it was fun, and I was proud of myself, but I didn't really get it about tithing. Tithing is about abundance, and abundance is about knowing that I have so much that I can also let money go because I'm so in trust that more is coming. It's a sign of abundance and also making room for more for you. So tithing is very much about spirituality, abundance, and making way for more. Eva, do you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, just that is it. It's a way of saying thank you for all of this. Thank you for what's in my life. Thank you for more that's coming, and I'm going to share. I want to share that wealth. And what you're setting up is, oh, my gosh, she's got plenty and then some. Let's send her more. Because what is it you focus on you get? Hey, I love being focused on I've got money in and I've got enough to help and share. So just keeping the focus there and being, of course, the game is the appreciation game. Be in complete and total appreciation of anything and everything you have. I don't care how tiny it is. If you found a penny on the sidewalk, thank you. I am a money magnet. Send me more. Just really have fun with this and just know that it's kind of like you're turning the faucet on, all right? This is a new game in town, and you're just learning how to do this, and so the faucet's just turned a little bit. But what you're learning is you're getting it. You're getting it, and this is what's showing up. Either it's discounts or you meet, even if it's not about money and material things, you meet somebody you haven't seen in a long time, you find the penny on the sidewalk, it's trickling. So as more you can get excited about that and be in appreciation about that, then the faucet comes on a little more, and then a little more comes out much faster. And so there it goes until next thing you know, you're going to be a full hosing out of water, or in this case, abundance and prosperity in your life.
You know, because the universe doesn't know. When you go pick up a penny, I know I walk all the time in the morning and in the afternoon, and, you know, you pick up a penny and you put it in my little backpack, and I get excited about it, like, oh, cool, proof, more money is on its way. The universe doesn't say, oh, she picked up a penny, let's give her more pennies. It just knows the essence of what you're feeling, and you're excited about money. It doesn't know necessarily if it can't tell the difference between a penny or $1 million. It's just like, oh, she's excited about money. Let's give her more. So that's why it doesn't matter what the amount is. If you're in appreciation and enjoying it, only more is going to come.
I also want to say something about if you feel for you that maybe something hasn't shown up yet. If you can just remember, keep holding to what feels best. Nothing is more important than checking in and having yourself be in that feel-good place, because in that place, it must come. It must. It may not be in your time frame, but it is coming. And if you can just remember that 99% of all manifestations happen before you see them, then you can relax a little bit and just know that it's in process.
Hey, Eva, before we do the $1 million, let's do the $1 million march and then let's mute.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here's what we want to do. Here's what we want to say on the count of three. You want to go, go team, team, awesome $1 million march, okay? So it's go team, Team Awesome Million Dollar March on the count of three. One, two, three.
Go team Awesome March.
Okay, well, that was a big mess, and I love it. It works for me. I like getting amped up.
Okay, so do we mute Eva?
I'm here.
Did you mute our?
Oh, I did not.
Okay, not that we don't love you all. We just we don't want to have.
We do. We do love you. We are in great, great gratitude for you.
So I just want to do a quick check-in. How you doing right now? Like, ask yourself, what have you been committed to over the last week? Like, where's been your focus? You know, have you been focused on appreciation? Or has been some part of your reality that you're not liking been capturing your attention? I know I've been really committed to winning the lotto the last week. I've been fantasizing about it. Hours spent fantasizing about it because it's so fun when I do that. So I just want you to take a moment to notice what have been your dominant thoughts.
Has the dominant thought felt good or maybe not so good?
Yeah, because, you know, it's, you know, looking at the percentage of time, you know, how much the percentage of the time in this last week was I in peace and joy? You know, was it 20%? Was it 50? Was it 90? And whatever that is, it's like, if it's at 20, right on, because there's some people who are so not having a good time in such a place of struggle, that would be, to them, that would be heaven. And I just want to challenge you to wherever you were at, is even if it was 100%, how far can you take it? How good can you stand it? And to make a conscious effort to give more of your focus to things that really make you feel good. Because when you're in that place, you're very much connected and you can attract more of what you want. So,
like the kid and the elephant, you know, kids tap in so easily. You know, it's so easy for them. And I can remember the story about the kid in the elevator. And he didn't have enough of a vocabulary. I mean, he couldn't have carried on a regular conversation, but he had learned the word happy. And he was bouncing off the walls and at it, happy, 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 happy. It was like, oh, this great new thing I've just discovered. And it was awesome. The entire elevator shifted energy because of this young kid who was happy, 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 happy. So that's where we want you to go when you find yourself, you know, sort of getting serious or into the reality of things that maybe you don't want to be your reality. Just ask yourself to tap into your intuition and be happy, 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 happy.
Yeah, really. Like, if you don't like the reality, stop looking there, you know. And especially, I think, during this time, it's, you know, it's a great place for little thoughts to then go in. If you're celebrating, you know, Christmas, you know, a lot of people do their holiday shopping, you think, I can't afford to be doing this, I don't have enough time, blah, 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 can I make my million-dollar March goal? You know, like, looking at it from that place, that does not feel good. By the way, I just want to let you know, as I was listening to Sharon and Terry last week, they said, you know, to really follow your heart, like, what's the number that you would like to, a million, you know, like how much of that million-dollar march or more is going to be yours? Like, what's the number that comes to your mind? And 14,000 came to my mind, and so I just stuck with it. I thought, darn, I want it to be more, but that's what it is. The inspired thought is $14,000. So I wrote out a little thing on my computer in the biggest font I could, and it said, I am joyfully attracting $14,000 during the million-dollar march. And I have this posted all over my house, and I love the part that Sharon added, joyfully attracting.
Yeah.
Joyfully. So I'm excited about it, and, you know, I just want to put a little reminder in there. Unexpected income means you don't have to figure it out. It just shows up. You don't have to crank, you know, your thoughts into high gear. How am I going to generate more money? Oh, if there's a way for you to do it, the inspiration will come. This is a fun thing. This is all about unexpected income. That's what makes this so fun, is like you don't have to try for it. Just wanted to put a little reminder in there. If your wheels started cranking about, how am I going to do this? I hope I make my goal. It doesn't matter. This is fun.
In the end of the joyful part, too, because here is the real key, is if you are in a space, if you're connected to source, the things that you're wanting are going to be coming anyway. So rather than trying to figure it out and working hard at it or getting serious about it, you may as well just get happy, 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 happy. And really just say, okay, nothing is more important than that I feel good, and everything else will unfold from there. And that's why we created the appreciation game, because it's the quickest shortcut to reconnecting to your source energy is just to go into appreciation. Find something to truly, truly appreciate, and you will immediately flip out of wherever you're feeling and into connection to source.
And, you know, because thoughts are even always attracting other thoughts right behind them, wherever you're focused is what you'll get, right? So even if you're having thought of that says, like, oh, I love my partner, Eva. She is the best business partner. I love her so much. Every single time I've ever done that, I know another thought comes slamming in behind it and says, oh, and I love my mom so much, too. And you know what? I so love my brother. He is the best on the planet. He's so fun. So thoughts are attractive, too. So that's one of the things about, you know, TAG is once you start appreciating one thing, it just naturally, you don't even have to force yourself, it leads to a string of other positive thoughts. You can't help it. It's easy. But don't forget that it works the same way with negative thoughts, too, right? You start thinking about money. You think, oh, how am I going to do, you know, the extra Christmas shopping? By the way, how am I going to pay for rent? And, I don't know. And, by the way, I've lost 3 more clients. You know, that's how it works. So I don't know if you're going to, like, you know, magnetize a bunch of thoughts. We might as well make them good ones, right?
It might as well make them good ones. And I want to give you all a process that we're all going to do this week. I challenge you to do this. All right? And we can get on the Yahoo group and share how it's working, along with what other things that are coming up that you're being inspired to around as we are on the million-dollar march. I want you to just say yes. We've heard about just say no. Say no to drugs. Say no to war. Say no to crime. We're going to go through the next week, and we're just going to yes our way through life. Yes. So when you're looking at something, if you're having to say no to something, then what is the yes that you're choosing to focus on instead? So I want to feel good. Yes, I want this. Yes. I'm going to have a fabulous turkey day tomorrow. Yes, I might feed myself silly, and yes, I'll love every single minute of it. But yes, your way through life. Yes, your way through the next week. It will be amazing, the change in you, the high energy that you'll have, how much easier it is to be in that feel-good place, the kinds of things that will show up, the interactions that you will have with people will be completely different.
You know, I'm going to keep going back to shopping. I want it to bring up money, because this happens, even if it doesn't happen with shopping for Christmas gifts, it happens in all kinds of other ways. You see something you want, then you see the price tag, and you go, oh, forget about it, you know, can't do that. So instead of, so you may have to say no to it, because the reality at that moment is it's not going to feel good to charge it, the money's not in the checking account to pay for it, so you're going to say no now. But no now means and yes later.
Mm.
Like, no doesn't mean no not ever. It means no, not now. And what I'm saying yes to is I'm saying yes to everything that I want in my life. So just, I love that, like, whatever you're saying no to, what's the yes you're saying?
I'm saying yes to feeling good now.
Yes, Eva, I know we just talked about it on our show, but I just think it's such a darn good story. Can you tell them about the little skirt?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I yesed my way to my skirt. Actually, I think I might have even shared this before on the previous March, but one of my favorite catalogs is one I lovingly call Needless Markup. And there was a skirt that I absolutely fell in love with in this catalog. And when I looked at the price, it was thousands of dollars. I forget now, like three or something, which immediately put my brakes on. But it was like, oh, okay, but gosh, that is so me. That skirt is so me. A few weeks later, I was not in resistance. I wasn't attached. I'll never be able to have it. And why would they have to put the price that high? Because, you know, I would never spend that kind of money on a skirt. Now it was like, ooh, whoa, okay, moving on. A few weeks later, same catalog, same store, different catalog, same skirt for $200. Needless to say, I picked up the phone and I ordered it. Now what happened? First of all, I was unattached. I totally was clear. The universe knows what I love and like. That was one of those things. As little as this sounds, they're, you know, petty, it is the same for everything. And just went on my way. And, you know, I just was, like I'm telling you to do, yes your way through life. Just yes your way through. And then the means came that I could have what I wanted. So, and by the way, the reason for the discrepancy in the prices was one was a designer and another one looked exactly like it but didn't have the designer label in it. Hey, it works for me. So I did get it. So this is what we're talking about. You don't, not even taking score when you notice something isn't happening right now, but saying, hey, I've got a desire. If I have a desire, I know it can be mine. That's something natural. And the universe delivers when I'm feeling really good and I'm in my element. So I think I'll just yes my way through life.
Amen.
So let's talk about virtual reality.
Yes, let's do that. Now, here's another process we're going to give you to play with this week called virtual reality. And then in a moment, I'll get someone to actually carry you through a virtual reality so we get a sense of what it's about. Virtual reality, this is a technique that was learned through the Abraham Hicks folks. And it's really, its whole purpose is just to shift you into feeling really, really good. Because the more you feel good, the more you're open to good things, the more starts to happen to you that you like. Good old universal law of attraction at its best. It's a very simple process. It's a 30-second process. And what you're wanting to do is create a fantasy, a script, or something that's 30 seconds that will take you to the peak of feel good, and then you cut the scene. You just say, scene over. All right? Now, let me make a point about virtual reality. You are not doing a virtual reality to fix anything. So if you're doing a virtual reality, let's say that you're around your bank account and you're seeing it full of money, and you know, this is not for that if you've got a really strong charge on the fact that you notice that that's not the case. It's also not a place where you want to go into a virtual reality, be in your fantasy place, and then you look over and you see you're with your mother-in-law because maybe you're wanting to fix your mother-in-law, and so you're trying to get in a place to feel good about her. This is not the place to do that. This is you find easy, no resistance places that you can go into your mind and be in without any resistance, without trying to fix a darn thing. It's just to feel good.
I want to give, this just brought up something the other day. I told you guys that I was fantasizing about winning the lotto, which I've done probably since I was a little girl. And the other day when I was doing my virtual reality, like how I would spend the money, like I imagined the amount. I actually kept getting buggered up in this one place. So I said, you know what, I cannot do any more virtual reality around this. All I kept thinking, because this is how real it became for me, like I was really winning it, I got in this whole place of, now would I pay off my house, or would I put that money in another investment and still make my monthly payments on this house? And it became the sticking point. So I had to actually, before I could go back to that virtual reality, I actually figured out my little process about what I would pay for what, so I could go back and be playful in the scene because I kept getting buggered up. So it was funny when you said don't go in there to fix something. I had to go fix something so I could go there.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, because there are all kinds of processes for moving through things like relationships or shifting your energy. Or excuse me while I put myself on mute and choke.
So you all can go to virtual
better
reality.
Now. Yes. Where was I?
You were
processes for moving your energy through things that you have that you're stuck on. But this is not one of these. This is for just pure being in that high energy space. So an example of a virtual reality would be I just woke up and I feel the breeze on my face. I remember where I am. It's on a small motor yacht at the Great Barrier Reef. Springtime. Balmy breeze. Nobody's around. I can hear the water lapping against the boat. So I climb up on the back deck. The water's so brilliant blue. Oh, my God, I can see all the way down to the bottom. So I take a dive in. I feel the water, the coolness of it. And just as I'm coming up for my breath of air, I'm surprised when my honey is there and he gives me a quick kiss. Scene over. So you see, it's like just build up to some point. You don't have to carry it all the way to any kind of ending and then stop. And you're bringing in all of the senses, who's with you. Maybe you are alone. You know, what are you feeling, smelling, tasting, touching, thinking? That's what comes into it. So I want to take one of you to coach you through a virtual reality. so that you all get a sense of you know, the kinds of questions to ask and think about, and then see where we go from there. So I know we have a couple of folks who would on the line, I hope.
So we have Andrea and Christine, right?
Yes.
You guys here?
Yes, I'm here. This is Andrea.
Do we have Christine?
Christine!
Christine, I bet you've, if you're here, you dialed in on the other line.
So, Andrea, you're the lucky winner. By the way, before you take her into virtual reality, I just, another way of I like to look at virtual reality is like you're just taking clips.
Yes.
As if at a movie, you're just pulling little snippets, and your virtual realities can actually build into movies because you can, next time you go into the virtual reality around that same topic, you can just pick right up where you left off last time, or if you really like that scene, you can replay it over and over.
I go over and over and over. When I get into overwhelm, I go back to the barrier reef. It works like charm. Okay, Andrea, so here's what we're going to do. I want you to just spend just a couple of seconds and just think about what the subject or topic will be for the virtual reality you want to spin out here. And
okay.
Just close your eyes for a second and think about that. And then just start in your mind's eye, start to create the scene. Okay, so if you're visual, you'll probably be picturing the details. Maybe you're telling yourself a story if you tend to be more auditory. If you are a feeling kind of person, just, you know, what is the subject evoking from you? Okay, and now I'll ask you some questions, and then you can answer them, and we'll create the scene together, okay?
Okay.
So what day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
And what time of day is it?
It's in the early morning.
So Tuesday early morning. Are you indoors or outdoors?
Indoors.
Indoor. What time of year is it?
June.
Okay, June. What's the temperature like?
It's hot here, so I have the AC on.
Okay, oh, yes. Cool air conditioning. Yeah, I'm with you. What are you hearing?
I turned on my computer, and it says you've got mail.
Okay, and what are you smelling?
My computer comes up, and some program takes me right to where I want to be, and it shows me that that I made money overnight.
Oh, my goodness. Are you sitting, laying, standing, dancing on the ceiling? What's happening?
Yeah, I'm jumping up and down, yahooing all over the place.
Okay, now look over to the right. What do you see?
The rest of my office.
And something catches your attention. What's going on?
There's my colleagues and coworkers. They're waving flags. They're happy too.
And okay, so you're with your coworkers, you're excited, and all of a sudden you throw up your hands and you exclaim something, and it this feels so
fantastic.
Scene over.
Neat.
Okay, so that's, and actually, my hunch is at the time that you said you got money and you were dancing, that could have been a scene over right there.
Okay.
Because that to me felt like it was a peak of emotion at that point.
Okay.
And then you could have gone on, you know, to the second piece. So now, without me prompting you, carry us through a virtual reality.
All righty. I'm dressed to the nines, and I'm walking down a runway, and there are all kind of famous actors and actresses, and everybody knows my name, and they're waving at me, and my gown is gorgeous, my hair is perfect. And I smile back, scene over.
Nice. And I want to know, what award are you winning?
I wrote a movie.
Excellent. Okay, now how does that feel for you?
That was good. I enjoyed that.
Okay, excellent. So that, thank you, Andrea.
Okay, I'll mute back out.
Okay, that's great, and that's what we're talking about. It's just have fun with it. Now look at that. She wrote a movie right on. I knew it. but just getting to the place, and only to the place where it's like yes, peak, and then you can get out of it.
One of the things I noticed that you were doing with her also is you were bringing in all of her senses.
Yes.
You know, like, and being able to, I love the one about looking to the right, what do you see? Because that, to me, that always brings up surprise, even if you can do that for yourself in a visualization. because usually out of the right side of your eye, you'll see something that you hadn't expected there when you're doing a visualization, because it's kind of like, ooh, what's that flicker over there? And you turn your head and, like, there's a new perspective over there.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the more you can bring in your senses, by the way, it brings you into it. I know a lot of times when we visualize, it's almost like we're watching a movie up on the screen rather than being in the movie.
That's right. That's such a good point, because in the virtual reality, you want to be in it. You want to be experiencing it, not watching it on the screen.
So like if you were Eva in her Great Barrier Reef, she'd actually be like imagining herself sitting on the boat, like feeling the cushion on her, or if she happened to be laying on the water, you know, like she's laying on a raft, you know, with a rope attached to it to the back of the boat or whatever. But you're actually feeling the thing, you know, like as if you are in the scene, looking through your eyes rather than looking from, you know, up above down on the scene. And you know what? If you're practicing at this and it's too hard in the beginning to be in it, start with looking at it like it's a movie screen and then move your way into it.
No, I want to say something, too, because sometimes one of the things I did want to point out is some people are visual, some are kinesthetic, some are auditory. So depending on what you are, go with what works best for you. If hearing a story or it works best for you rather than seeing a visual, that's fine. But those of you who don't think you're visual, think of the last time that you were in your favorite restaurant or any restaurant, that you had a really fantastic meal. If you can remember that, then you can be your visual. Like you can remember the taste. You remember what it looked like. You remember what the restaurant looked like. If you don't think you're visual, think about your car. My hunch is a picture of your car comes into your mind. So where most of us are more visual than we think we are, and if it's hard to go into the visualization, go to memory, because memory will evoke that too.
I always love that exercise. I know almost everyone here has either heard this or seen it in some seminar on TV when they say, okay, don't think of a pink elephant.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, well, what do you got in your mind? Pink elephant. And you're visual. Everybody can pretty much get, especially what I love about virtual reality, even if you really think that you suck at visualization, anybody can do it for 30 seconds. You know, it's quick. By the way, just to kind of give you the importance of getting into virtual reality, there's a couple great reasons. One, and most important, is because it's fun. It feels good. And when you're feeling good, you're a magnet to what you say you want. The second piece is that because when you're in that place of imagining yourself on, you know, imagining yourself getting the award for the movie, you're now actually, everything in the universe is lining up with you at that moment to actually have that happen. Because you have such great, you're like an open vortex of energy towards that thing. There's focus there. And that is, it's worth so many, like more important than physical actions you could take towards that thing. And a lot of people don't like to take out the time, you know, like, when I'm at the end of my day, I'll create some time, and then guess what, it gets pushed out. 30 seconds, you can do that anytime.
By the way, if you want to really amp this up as a group, share it. And you don't have to do the whole detail, but share the essence of what your virtuality is doing. Like, share it on our Million Dollar March Yahoo group. I know that when we do this in our Prosperity Game classes, that people, the class participants will email each other, and then ideas and will start to come to other people, and then they'll stop what I call popcorning from that. In other words, they'll go, oh, my gosh, yes, and here's what I see. And it really, really creates a huge, wonderful energy.
In fact, Eva, why don't we just take a minute right now, and we'll everybody go, like, pick a topic. We're going to do virtual reality right now, not out loud, but, like, in your head. So it can be something totally new, an idea that just popped into your mind about something that you want. And we want to do this not to relax. We're doing this to amp up right now. You can do this for any reason. Like Eva said that she does it when she's in overwhelm. Right now we're going to go do this because it's fun, like something that will really get you amped up, meaning excited, like, yes. Like when you're done visualizing this, you go, that was awesome, right on.
So, by the way, and you can get outrageous. You can get absolutely outrageous with this. You can be, I know one of my fantasies to be, I'm going to be on, when the civilians can and I can afford it, I'm going to be on the rocket to the moon. I just will be there. I'll be one of the first. So get it, let it be as outrageous as you can get and have a lot of fun with it.
So if you're somewhere, I know some people are calling in from work. If you're in a place where you can't close your eyes, because people think you're like a little wackier, and even though you think they don't think that you, they know you, they know that you're wacky anyway. So if you don't want to close your eyes, just stare at something so that you can like get a lazy focus. So pick your item that you want to fantasize about, virtual reality, and then we're actually going to give you a minute to focus pure positive thought on that virtual reality. You're going to just really let yourself sense and like not, you're not going to force anything. If you just get a picture in your mind, just hold the picture for 30 seconds, a minute. You don't, if you can't take it any further, that's okay.
Yeah, then you can just draw, you know, scene over, you know, like I say.
Yeah. So go ahead and get yourself relaxed and go. If you don't feel a smile in your heart, add some more flavor into it. Okay. So I know that was fun for me. So the more you do this, by the way, you might start getting addicted to it. I know now I'm on this streak where, like, this is what my practice that I do every day. I used to do something called scripting where I would write it out and write out the fantasy, but now I'm getting into this because I know it's easy for me. Yeah, I want to push it out and say, oh, I'll do it later. It's like, no, it was only 60 seconds, and I know this is probably more important than anything else I do for the day because it's what gets me aligned, it gets me in a good feeling place, and it sets me up to have a stellar day. Plus, you know what? Virtual reality gets you out of the box. It really does, because, you know, there's no limits. You can make the craziest stuff happen. You know, you could imagine that you're walking outside your front door and someone has just nicely placed this briefcase full of $100 bills, and it's not stolen, and it's all for you to spend any way you want. You know, it can be science fiction. It can be outrageous. People can say the most amazing things. You could have, you know, if you're a woman and you love attention, you could have 20 men around you fanning you and feeding you grapes. It is not anything about reality or what's possible. It's like whatever you want. You can make it in anything you want. Crazy, funny. But if you're, I like to say, if your lips aren't curling up in a smile, then you haven't let yourself go to a place far enough yet. Anything else you want to add, Eva?
I think that's so good. That is so good. So now we've got continuing to play the appreciation game, which is looking for things to appreciate. You're going to yes your way through the next week. Buddy up with people, folks, for doing this. It is so much fun. Yes your way through. By the way, if you're saying no to anything, you're in resistance. Resistance comes from no. So if you want to shift the resistance, then look for the yes. Yes, okay? Yes, I want to do this. Yes, I choose to do something differently. Yes, I choose to stay home rather than going. Whatever it is, but do the yes. Say yes. The other thing is to play with the virtual realities. And then the next thing is, I want to talk, what we were talking about on the show today, Genia, following your inspiration. Huh. Getting into action, but getting into inspired action.
Mm-hmm. And,
go ahead.
We're just going to give you the same dare that we gave the people on our show today, and that is to choose to live out of inspired action only for the rest of the week. Now, for a lot of you, this is going to be a challenge, and what we mean by inspired action is it's the simple little question that can change your life. What do I really want right now? What do I really want to do? How do I really want to feel? If I could have it any way I wanted right now, what would it be? And then to not only whatever idea comes or whatever feels best, but to actually follow it. That's the tricky part sometimes. Yeah, it's really good, but no, I can't do that right now. It's not appropriate. You know, yesterday Eva called me and she said, it was like 10 after 1, where are you? Mastermind has started. And it's like, I have cramps. I don't feel like it. I'm watching a movie.
And I said, right on. She said, and she did give us permission to talk about her.
I said, just go ahead and please do talk about me while you're there.
Yeah. But it was fine. I mean, it's perfect. You just follow that inspiration, because if you're, you know, we're talking about in all of this is shifting your energy so that you're connected to your source energy. That's what this is all about. And while you're in that connected place, my gosh, what an awesome place to start action, taking action, because now it is inspired action. You can move worlds here, folks. Inspired action coming from spirit, in spirit. So this is where the action or the inspired ideas come from. And then just, even if it's a little step, if you get this fabulous idea, find out something, feel out something, figure out something. Just get into a space of one little step towards it. It doesn't have to be a quantum leap. And by the way, I just want to say something about quantum leaps here, because it's so important that we all be okay with the baby steps towards shifting, because everything we're giving you here is about a whole new way of living. It's not about at the end of this million-dollar march, then you can stop all this stuff and go back to the old way. Well, you can if you want to. But what we're trying to give you here is a whole new way of life. And we want this to become the rule rather than the exception. And that takes baby steps. Quantum leaps are painful. They are painful. And sometimes if it's a quantum leap, usually if it's a quantum leap, it's because you've gotten yourself into such pain and such contrast that it's this huge explosion that shifts you into something else. And we're here to say this, that there is an easier way, and being okay with the baby steps, and being okay with wherever you are in your process. Forget where anybody else is in theirs. Yours is perfect for you. And we called this a million-dollar march. We did not call it the million-dollar leap for a reason. We really do want you to embrace the baby steps and just take one step at a time.
Eva, I don't think we're on mute.
I don't think we are either. It sounds like cymbals and clashing. Maybe the angels are out there.
So, which is fine, because in a minute I'm going to ask for somebody else to step up if they want to get coaching. By the way, inspired action. Hey, is there a way for people to mute themselves out?
Yes, star six.
Star six. So if you know you got background noise going on.
Thank you so much.
Perfect.
We love you.
So by the way, sometimes inspired ideas come and you go, oh, I think I'm going to do this. Especially when you own your own business, I think you're always looking for inspired actions. And a lot of times, you know, it feels like the inspired actions are all dried up. It's like, I'm not getting anything. And sometimes they're flooding in. And sometimes you don't know how to carry something out. Like an idea comes and you say, oh, my gosh, but that seems like a whole lot of work. If you have the inspired action, the inspired idea that comes to your head, the inspired actions should also be easy. And if they're not, then wait till you get the next inspired step or idea to have it happen. Or if you have some choices in front of you about how to do it, always pick the path of least resistance.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of times I wouldn't do that. I love to give parties, and I felt like I needed to go all out or else it wasn't a Gina party. You know, I had to make sure that everything matched. We had to come up with themes, and there was always things for people to do, and we had hat parties, and we had this and that. And a lot of times that was not the path of least resistance. The idea was always inspired. Having the idea for the party always came easily. But then I tended to create a lot of resistance because I used to push myself into having to be a certain way, when sometimes the path of least resistance might be to go out and buy the food rather than make 20,000 different items of food and all these different, you know, flavored drinks. Path of least resistance. What's the easiest way to still have the essence of what I want? That is always going to be the way, and the end result will just feel so good. So just be open to all the different ways that this inspired idea can happen. Inspired action. Because sometimes the action will be like, well, I could just buy the food. No, I couldn't possibly. Well, if that idea came into your head, I guarantee you it was an inspired thought, and your inner guidance would say, swear, it will be a lot easier if you just go buy the food, Gina. All right. Oh, yeah, that was kind of easy. That felt kind of good. It only took me 20 minutes rather than 20 days to prepare for this party.
So I would like to take someone into some coaching around like inspired actions or ideas about creating unexpected dollars for the month, like, or any other topic that you want to apply. I want to have some. I don't have any inspired action around this thing that I'm wanting. Anybody want to be coached on that? Just say me. Take yourselves off me and go me.
Come on, guys. This is
me.
Who's
all
me? Right. All right. Who's that?
This is Aisha from Seattle.
Hi there.
Hi.
So, and this is Gina. So, just so, a lot of times we assume that people know who we are. So, tell me what you want to get coached on.
So, I'm having trouble with the visualization and being in that thought. Because, you know, everyday life starts coming in and it just takes me away from what I'm actually wanting.
Okay. So tell me, what are you trying to visualize on a specific thing?
So, like, you know, my intention that I set forth for this, the next 30 days, is to attract $10,000 into my life.
Mm.
And I don't know where that number came from, but I don't care about that. I mean, I shouldn't be focused on that. But all these other ideas are coming in as far as, you know, how is that going to happen? Maybe you're fooling yourself, you know. It's just, I'm having a hard time just actually expanding.
Like letting go of the how and just allowing it to happen?
And letting it, yeah, exactly.
Okay. So why don't you just tell me a crazy, outrageous way that $10,000 can come into your life? Like, what would be just totally out there, wacky?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay, we're going to teach you a little game. This is something that we teach in our Prosperity Challenge. It's one of our favorite processes.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the What If Up game. Okay, and What If Up means the sentence starts, what if, and the up part means each thought or idea that you have is going to build even bigger and more positive than the last.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start out using my example before. Similar, yes?
Can I just say one thing about it?
Mm-hmm.
Do not hold yourself in reality here. This is where you can go into fantasy and get outrageous, absolutely outrageous.
Yep, that's what makes this fun, and the whole purpose of this is to lift your lid, because right now you've got this lid coming down on your head that says, I don't know how, and is it really possible? Slam. You know, there's no way for your $10,000 to come in, so we want to put a prop under that lid so things can come in and out. So what if someone that you didn't even know, no connection to them at all, was related to you, but had no children, and so they're like your great aunt in this very distant way, died and left you an inheritance of $10,000.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Okay, now you give me a what if. What if?
What if I buy a lottery ticket and it pays off? With the $10,000, with $10,000, I get $10,000 out of it.
What if you won $10 million?
That would be even better.
Outrageous.
Yeah, that is outrageous. Yet. I mean, I guess it's just so big to dream that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. But that's what we. Oh, yes. Dream big, honey. Dream big, bigger, biggest.
What if $10,000? In 3 months from now, you thought that was chump change. Because you started practicing everything that you learned here, and this is something that you attracted all the time. Like, this became, like, not a big thing at all. $10,000 was nothing.
Wow, that would be nice.
How does it feel? How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling this thing of how is that, the how is jumping in.
Yeah, okay, so it's still in your head about
it. It's still in my head about it.
It is not your work to figure out the how. I want you to know that. I'm not saying this is from Eva. This is from the universe talking.
Right.
Law of attraction. Because all we're wanting to do and all we ever want to do with these things, as I keep saying, is get you back into the feeling place. So that's why we want you to get out of reality. We want you to do the virtual realities. We want you to yes your way. It's to shift your energy. The focus is the most important thing for you, is to shift your focus into yes, and how fun was that? I'm excited. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The how will sort itself out. So forget the how. and now play with Gina.
Okay.
So I just want to say something that I heard this morning that just keeps, I need to say it because it's blurting in my head. Now, for those of you that are offended by him, please disregard. I just love him. I think he's funny because he's so real. I was listening to Howard Stern this morning.
Oh, yeah.
And on his show, he was having this silly, what some people thought was a silly little trivia game, and they have these two guys competing, asking them questions, just like they did on that show that Regis Philbin used to be on about the $1 million. And
Who wants to be a millionaire?
And they just went through this, you know, these questions, and the guy who answered the most questions right in the least amount of time, they gave the guy $10,000. I mean, that was the prize. On the Howard Stern Show, they're just doing this little radio show, and the guy's like, no way, $10,000. Yeah, just for answering these questions. Like, just a guy, you know, like a normal guy.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about you creating, by the way. Like, so if we were just pretending right now, like, here's what happens, by the way, to most people when they are doing a program like this. They set a goal, and then what happens is the self-imposed date time stamp on it, like, okay, in the next 30 days I'm going to attract $10,000. They get really attached to having to make it happen or have
to. I think that's what's happening with me.
Mm.
So forget about the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who cares when it comes? If it came the day after, like if it came on the 35-day, wouldn't that be kind of cool?
Yeah.
Like, so who cares when it comes?
Mm-hmm.
The whole enjoyment of is, like, to be more in the adventure of, like, rather than how is it going to come, you know, like you feel the intensity, like, how am I going to get that, to, I wonder how it's going to show up. That's going to be really fun to see how it could trickle in, by the way. If it might be easier for you to imagine trickling. Rather than a big wad of money.
Like lump sum coming in.
Yeah, like what if you just got this... What do you do for a living, by the way?
I'm contracting.
Okay.
At Microsoft.
Okay. So what if the same thing that you do, somebody offered you something on the side that was actually even more enjoyable than the way that you've been doing it now, and you're going to get $1,000 more a week?
Right.
Like, you have been such a service to them. Whatever you've quoted them as the price, they're like, you know what, that's not enough. We need to give you more. It doesn't have to come in one chunk, and it really can trickle in. What if it was, let me get my little calculator out for a minute. It's fun to play with this. By the way, that's how we came up with and they're like, how many people, if each person in this class was making so much money, it would be very, like, I broke it down to see how easy it would be to give $100,000 to Operation Dream. When I think of $100,000, I'm like, ooh, that's a lot. But then when I broke it down to all the different ways it could happen, it was like, oh, that's easy. And that's even coming from a reality place, which we usually don't promote.
Unless it works.
Yeah.
The only reality we don't promote is the negative reality. You're noticing what's not working.
You guys taking questions? Could I ask a question about this?
Sure.
What about having kind of the opposite problem, like I do the visualizing and I get really, really excited about it and I'm all like pumped up and then I open my eyes and I'm like, but actually I can't go out and buy that because I like don't have that money yet. And then, you know, sort of like the back to reality shift.
I'm going to give you a really great distinction on this.
Great.
Stop equating the thing with money because money is actually irrelevant. You don't need the money to have the thing. By the way, Sharon, if you remember Sharon last week, she's so cute. She was talking about, like, you just want money loves you.
Loves you.
Money loves you. We love money.
It's true.
Because money is actually just paper, right? And it's just a means
energy
to get something else. So money's not the thing that we're usually really wanting. Most, even if people say, I do want money. Gina, you don't understand. I want millions in the bank. Well, what's the millions going to give you? Well, it's going to give me freedom or security. And you can have all these things without money. Every single thing that you're wanting, you could have without money. I wanted a new TV. I went to a crab feed. I bought a raffle ticket. I had my heart set on this new big TV. Guess what I got? The new big TV. Did it cost me money to go buy the new TV? It cost me a couple bucks to buy the raffle ticket. But the point being, all you have to do is focus on the thing. It's not your job to actually even attract money to have it. It's to focus on the thing. The thing will be yours. But a lot of times we collapse, you know, the distinction between having something and then the money is the way to get it. So if you can separate money, like work on over here to the right, you know, let's go play with our relationship with money. Money loves me. That might be a new paradigm for a lot of people, by the way. usually money is something that people...
Money is following you like a lovesick puppy.
And a lot of times we think the opposite is that we're chasing money. We've got to go get money rather than something like money is attracted to us. So go. That's a separate issue, and that should be placed over here to the right. The other thing that we're working with, and I know that there's a lot of realists on the phone who might just go, ew, they might cringe when I say this, but we're really also talking about magic here. Like if you can get in the playful place, because when most people think magic, they go to like a fantasy land, that's a better place to go because then you're not in, you're like more in the magic of like, ah, what's the essence of the thing rather than how am I going to get it.
By the way, this was something that a colleague of mine had on her signature line, and I had to have it. It says, I don't just believe in miracles, I rely on them. I went, whoa, that's it. That's what Gina's talking about.
Another friend of ours, Michael Lozier, who wrote the book Laws of Attraction, when the favorite saying that he has that I love, I think should be a bumper sticker everywhere, is lots can happen.
Between now and then, lots can happen. Between now and a minute from now, lots can happen. Between now and a day from now, lots can happen.
Yeah. So it's like... Who is it that was asking the question about the about you having the opposite problem, like you're attaching money to having the thing?
Karen?
Was anything helpful about what we just said?
Yes, it was definitely helpful. Although I don't visualize the money per se, I envision the experience, so the freedom or the security or the happiness, like that is what I envision. But then when I open my eyes, it's like... You know.
So what I'm hearing is that then you then immediately face the reality
of
what's around you.
What's your dominant thought when you say, you know, you open your eyes, like what's the thing that, like, jerks you into reality? What do you say to yourself?
But it's not here.
Ah. So where's your focus?
I don't have that. On the lack. No, I get that, and I, you know, try to coach myself into a more positive way of thinking about it. I just was trying to ask about that opposite kind of.
So, yeah, and I think that it comes back to what we're talking about here, about it comes back to shifting the, like, getting it off of it completely. Sometimes this is what works, getting it off of the focus of the specific thing completely and just being about how do I feel, yesing, using virtual reality, just, okay, what do I want to feel like, what am I inspired to in this moment? It's all about checking in and shifting how you feel in the moment.
What I'm just curious, it's like I just popped into my mind, is like how the universe is yesing to us.
Mm.
You know, you're talking about yesing, and so maybe the focus is like reminding yourself, you know what, the universe is always answering me. If the universe is saying yes to whatever I'm focused on, let me get back to what I want the universe to really say yes to. Because the universe is really yesing you. And I think so much of the time, especially if you know the laws of attraction, if you know that what you focus on you get more of, we tend to get our little panties in an uproar because we're like, oh, we're not doing it right. Oh, I know I'm focused negatively. And then you start getting on that bandwagon, and it's like, wait a minute. I don't have to try so darn hard to even get aligned. What if I just decided to, that even if I noticed myself getting off track and I got in that negative place, the universe is still yesing to my real ultimate desire? Because that is very true.
Okay. Thank you.
I know that so many of us get worried that we're going to attract the negative thing we're thinking about. And trust us, you've put in your order so many times to the universe for what you really want. You probably got more attention on that, and you'll get it faster if you even get off yourself when you're not focused positively. So I would let go of the date, going back to the date on the 10,000,
mm-hmm.
and enjoy, and I would start imagining more wild ways that it can come in, and look for if there's any, here's what I love about the what if up game for me, is whenever I'm doing like, so what if, I usually get this actual idea that is like a real idea in playing the what if. A little spark and it will come up and it'll say, oh, that's actually a really good idea. I think I'm going to do it. So the more you play in it just to feel good,
right.
Most likely 99.9% of the time an actual inspired action will come up. Except you just want to let go of the attachment of having to have the 10,000. The 10,000 is going to be a nice surprise.
Mm-hmm.
So think about, you know what? Think about it like this. You know, have you ever, I know I've had a surprise, somebody going to give me a surprise party before,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of find out about it, but I didn't let them know. So I still knew I was going to have a surprise party, but I didn't know how it was going to unfold.
So you know you're going to get the 10,000, but it's going to be a surprise. So don't even try to figure it out, because people are going to be mad at you if you find out.
Okay.
Let yourself be surprised.
Okay.
Really. Go focus on something else.
Okay.
So, everybody, we so appreciate you being here today.
We've got to leave with our March cheer.
You go, Eva. Everybody take yourselves off mute.
Yes, we're going to do it again. It's going to be at the count of three. It'll be Go Team, Team Awesome, Million Dollar March. And I would like to hear you on the Yahoo group when we get through. So here we go.
Here we go.
One, two, three.
Go Team!
Million Dollar March.
You guys are great. You're great. All righty. Thank you so much.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving.
Bye-bye.